Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, and we're here to do it all over again.
Since we're here at this same place every Monday, huh?
Isn't it amazing, huh, how that works? Every hour of every workday, and sometimes on the off days, depending on how you describe off. I don't want us to have an off day. I want us to have an on day. It's Monday, Monday Mayhem. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. Our thought for the day comes from Orville Wright, who got it right. He said, I got more thrill out of flying before I had ever been in the air at all while lying in bed thinking about how exciting it would be to fly.
I know the feeling, Orville.
Don't they always say it's the anticipation? It's like a vacation. Like your body gets the biggest boost from a vacation in the days up leading up to your vacation than it does on the actual trip.
Or dates. Remember the dates where you thought it was going to be the best date ever?
So let's get a Murder Monday mayhem out of the way here. Los Angeles police killed a gunman in the San Fernando Valley.
It was nuts, yes.
All right, so tell us the story.
Well, this was on Friday. This is what you're referring to?
Yes, Terry Bernstein of Studio City. This is Studio City. This is not like, hello, out in the middle of nowhere.
This is Studio City, and it's right on Ventura Boulevard.
Yep.
As Sheryl Crow would have thought,
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Right, and so I guess he went into a coffee shop, and then he walked out of the coffee shop, and in everybody
on the
street.
Did he go into the deli? Was it Jerry's?
No, he didn't go into Jerry's. He went into a coffee shop there. I think it was like a Pete's coffee shop.
Okay.
And then he came out, and what I think was unusual about this one is that people on the street that watched him said he was so relaxed and so calm that his body wasn't tense at all. He walked out on the street, started shooting bullets in the air both ways at nothing in particular, just shoot. Then he sat down on on the sidewalk, sat down on a stump or something, and rested the gun in his lap. And then when the police showed up, he started shooting again, and then they shot him, and it was over. I mean, it was like people were saying how bizarre it was.
Good for him. He only wanted to take his own life.
Yeah, he wanted to.
He didn't shoot at anybody.
Mm-mm.
He didn't try to kill anybody.
That's what makes this so crazy.
He just wanted to sign off, and that's how he wanted to do it.
Adios.
There are better ways.
No kidding.
Better ways to sign off.
But in this day and age of us hearing 4 and 5 people got taken out with them, thank God.
Well, luckily, people were warning each other, and so everybody kind of stayed indoors. Somehow the message really went fast when those gunshots started
ringing
out.
You got to imagine, though, this area of L.A. County is a very busy, very trafficked, and very upscale area along Ventura Boulevard. There's about, 4 miles along this stretch that's pretty much all the same. The kind of buildings that are there, the
retail,
kind of offices,
restaurants.
Kind of restaurants. It's a very nice area.
I got a question there.
Area. Yeah. Right.
Why didn't they just wait for him to run out of bullets?
And arrest him?
And then arrest him.
Yeah.
What fun would that be, Rich?
I mean, if he shot off 5 or 6 rounds before they got there, and then shot off another 6 or 7 rounds when they got there, I don't think he had much left.
People said it was so, I mean, I think the account was so, the one
surreal.
That I heard,
it was like surreal.
That it was surreal, because he was just sitting there, like it was it was like a Tuesday, and he was waiting for the bus, but he had a gun in his lap.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But it is worthy of note for the reasons that you mentioned, Rich, I think much as anything else, that nobody went with him. He just wanted to probably, and everybody would know who he was under the circumstances. So,
or he just didn't have the guts to do it himself and needed some help.
They found like a canister behind him too, like some sort of an explosive. So they the area was shut off for a long time because they had to bring out the robot to go and
walk into Washington D.C.
What was going on.
It's called Tuesday here.
Well, so we'll wait for that story till tomorrow then, Rich.
That's right. Can't wait. I love a good sneak peek.
All right. So much of the rest of the hour may be spent on your driving habits, what you're paying for gasoline, and what kind of a car you're driving. And I will give you all of those clues and sort of put them together
and
work our way through. Yes, Richie.
If this story affects you, you are in for a treat because you are about to make a lot of money.
Well, it may affect you pretty much. But the information that I have is there's the specifics of what's going on at Chrysler, but then there are other things that are going on in terms of just driving and being in a car and owning a car and the pros. And there are a lot of people that are looking forward to not owning a car. The Zipcar idea is growing by leaps and bounds. People don't want to pay what it costs to maintain a car. There are more people every day using Uber. The culture of having a car, using a car, owning a car is changing. And I didn't put this all together until this weekend. And now today with this word about Chrysler and what they're being required to do by the federal government, by the Highway Traffic Safety Administration, is it's pretty amazing, actually. So
really,
that story in a matter of moments. Right now, speaking of amazing things, you have heard me talk a great deal over the years about this amazing product called Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. Genucel is a product that comes from stem cell work, stem cell laboratory experiments, not the kind that were controversial. This is plant stem cell therapy. And the focus has been on the bags, puffiness, circles around your eyes. But now they have a new reason for you to use Genucel. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Now, in order to try this, what they've thought, this is pretty smart on their part, we know the Genucel name, and we know how it works, and we know that we want to keep it around. So now they're offering to give you a tube of the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, all free, when you buy a regular order of Genucel products. So this precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes, like Jennifer may have this morning, or Richie may have this morning, or Kenny may have this morning, or I may have this morning. It's a flawless look. When you're all done with the Genucel products, your eyes will look flawless. No more bags, no more puffiness, no more circles. It's really, what is the old, from the TV show, The Circle Gets the Square?
Hollywood Square.
There it is.
Yes. I love it.
You're in the center of the square with Genucel. Immediate effects. Call 800-543-9262 to enjoy the effects of Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. 800-543-9262. It's all the better when you realize the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment comes to you without cost, and they're going to send you a, there's another luxury gift cream facial thing that you're going to get when you buy your Genucel today. So order now while you're thinking about it. 800-543-9262. A lot of people think this is kind of a crazy summer sale. So take advantage of it while you can. Get two products for the price of one at 800-543-9262. That is your eyes. Your eyes will have it. And then that's the first thing, I look at it with people. What do you look at first with people? Your eyes. Make them look the way you want them to look. 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious room machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, refinished, easy to install Chase Oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4 inch espresso heavy for $299. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $129. Plus laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24 month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, so let's get to the bottom line here. The situation with Chrysler. This is, in my estimation, a company that's come a long way in maybe the mind of some.
Since our government forced them to sell to the Italians?
Well, I don't know if they were forced into it, but yeah. There was, the government does a lot of stuff that they ought not to be doing. Their involvement in this now, however, is, I'm not even sure I would, I think that the way they're handling it at this point in time, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in dealing with Fiat Chrysler. Fiat is the Italian, the large Italian automaker that bought Chrysler a number of years ago from Mercedes. So they have fined Fiat $105 million for shortcomings in reporting defects and inadequate recall procedures. But that's not the whole story. There are a lot of trucks in this recall, and the company now, according to the feds, has to offer to buy back your truck from you.
Do it.
There are a half a million trucks in question here, 500,000 Ram pickup trucks. This is the top-selling vehicle the company has. They have defective steering parts that can cause you, perhaps, to lose control of the vehicle.
Oh, and the Jeep Cherokee?
Yeah.
It's got the old Pinto problem, where if you get hit in the rear end, you explode. 75 people have died from that one.
Yeah. So, if you have a Chrysler now, it may be a good time to buy a Chrysler pickup truck. Frankly, because the prices are going to go into the tank on these. And by the way,
if you own one of these vehicles that's can be bought back,
yeah.
Imagine driving a car for 2, 3, 5 years and getting 100% of your money back.
Or getting a free truck.
Yeah,
because they fixed the problem. Problem doesn't exist anymore, as far as I understand it. So you could get a new truck free. That would be the angle that I'd take. If I owned a Dodge pickup truck and it was in this recall, I'd just say, okay, give me a new one. I'll take that red one over there on the corner of the lot.
Say bye-bye to Chrysler, though.
And well, you say what?
Say bye-bye to Chrysler.
I don't know about that, Richie. I don't know. The Fiat's got pretty deep pockets.
A tough hit to take.
Yeah, but I think they're basically, it's actually a pretty good product, other than if you steer it.
They had record sales last month. Blew everybody out. Yeah, blew Ford and GM.
It's a good product. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Days well on, signed it on my own, alone again.
Why are you chuckling about this song?
Not about this song.
That's a memory from 1972, number one during this week. Gilbert O'Sullivan. Say it again, Doug. Gilbert O'Sullivan. And Alone Again, Naturally. Perhaps, is this a crude reference to the fate of Bobby Christina, who has been dispatched after all of the trials and tribulations? For those of you who may not remember, she was the daughter of Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. She died yesterday at 22. She was hospitalized in January after she was found, quote-unquote, unresponsive by her boyfriend.
Who put her in that condition?
Right. It was actually her boyfriend's friend that found her in the bathtub.
Her boyfriend and was Max. Is that, which one is the boyfriend? Which one is the friend? Max Lomas.
Nick Gordon is okay. The boyfriend.
All right. So anyway.
I guess she had been beaten up for a while. She was found with bruises all over her body. He must have hit her too hard, panicked, stuck her in the bathtub like her mother, thinking that people would have thought it was suicide or an overdose. And funny, people did think that until they did the medical testing and realized that wasn't the case.
Well, not only that, he stole money from her.
Oh, yeah. The day that she was found, he deposited thousands of dollars from her account into his.
Well, that, and she was found face down in the tub.
Right.
Not too many people jump into the tub face down.
If you do, you learn that lesson really quick.
Nice dinner. All right, certainly a lot of people will be talking about that today. Let's make it a little more pleasant. 25 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program, the 27th of July. Let's go back to some of the monologue activity from last week. Maybe we can get a smile or two out of Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers.
It seems like it's just everyone's talking about Donald Trump. He's been all over the news, but he's still struggling to be seen as a legitimate candidate by Republicans. In fact, now Trump is threatening to start campaigning as a third-party candidate if the Republican Party doesn't become more supportive. Of course, a lot of Republicans say you need to give respect to get respect, to which Trump says, whatever, losers. Did you see this? When Trump was asked why he gave out Lindsey Graham's personal phone number this week, he said, and this is real, he said, he did it for fun and everybody had a good time. Yeah, good times, said the teenager who spent all day today trying to show Lindsey Graham how to transfer his contacts. Yeah. Had a great time. Trump went to Texas to visit the border between the U.S. and Mexico. And this is very interesting. When he got there, other Republicans pushed him over the border and went, your problem now! And get this, did you see that the FEC released Donald Trump's financial disclosure yesterday and revealed that he received royalties of less than $200 for most of his books? Bad news is the books aren't selling. The good news is, looks like he's got something to build that Mexican fence with. It's like a third classy book fence, paperback, my favorite Beatles song, paperback fence.
Presidential hopeful Rick Perry yesterday accused Donald Trump of demagoguery and said that he must be excised and discarded. So one thing is clear, somebody got Rick Perry a word of the day calendar.
No, that was funny. Jimmy Fallon wasn't funny at all.
Jimmy Fallon was funny with the book fence. That's all.
I find him to be
banal. But you know what, you guys? I think this is so funny. Keep talking about Donald Trump. His poll numbers, I just saw new ones that came out today. They're bigger and still better than they've ever been.
Yeah. I had a conversation with him about him with my son.
What does your son think? Does your son like him or not? Yes or no is okay.
I would say that the answer to that would be no. But he had an interesting way of looking at it because of the way he agrees with much and so do many people his age when it comes to the issues that are not being taken care of. He agrees with Trump that they ought to be taken care of. But I think what a lot of people are finding is that his demeanor is hard to swallow because most people have this certain thing about what they think politicians are supposed to sound like. I'm not sure that's good or bad, but certainly
whatever.
It's good for thought. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm Mark Green, your host today, with Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones. Coming right up, is it okay for private citizens to negotiate with hostage takers over their loved ones?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones. Is it okay for private citizens to negotiate with hostage takers over their loved ones?
This is an incredibly difficult policy, and one reason the Obama administration is in a difficult position is the position of not negotiating with terrorists in order not to encourage more hostage taking is not supported by European allies and others who at times have paid for the return of their own citizens. So it's hard to have this policy if you're the only country doing this. I think it's very hard to tell families you can't do what you think you need to do, and we do know of instances where news organizations and others, you know, they don't talk about this, it's not publicly acknowledged, have paid to get people back.
I think it's a bad idea to negotiate with terrorists per se, but there is, of course, a material difference between the public and the private here. If the government, in other words, if everybody in the United States, both via the official policy of that government and by the public purse, are implicated, then the government has to take a decision. In a private case, if a family is involved and nobody else is, then the negative consequences fall solely on them. So although I think it's a bad idea, I do think that that distinction is an important one.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
John Stamos finished rehab, has tweeted he's healthy and grateful. Are you happy about that, Jen Jen?
I am. You know, I think John Stamos is probably a pretty good guy.
See, I didn't see that one coming.
No, a lot of people did not.
I didn't call him as a guy who needed rehab.
Got arrested after a DUI, right?
You know, sometimes the parties just don't stop, and I think that's the problem. And I had heard that he was big. The creator of Full House is named Jeff something or other. Anyway, he created Full House, a bunch of other TV shows, and I've heard he has killer parties in the Hollywood Hills, and that John Stamos has always been a big part of those parties.
Hmm.
Not that that makes you an alcoholic, please. I mean, I've done my fair share of parties.
Haven't we all?
I had a drink on Saturday night again.
Yeah, you guys go out and drink it up on Saturday, so what did you have this time? Mangria?
What the fruity, peachy...
No, this was something... Busy. This was... now I'm trying to remember
Tom
what it was.
Collins.
It was like a tequila sunrise, I was told.
I can never see you drinking tequila. You must have been hams.
Well, I'm drinking a tequila sunrise. Are you kidding? Who tastes the tequila?
We shared it, and we didn't have too much. Although I did get much.
You
didn't
share a drink?
I kind of, yeah, we did. But
why would you do that?
Here's the problem, though.
That is so, Meredith, that is so lame. Get your own drink.
Not only that, Meredith.
You need it if you're with this guy.
Oh, thank you.
Meredith, you are teaching him to drink like a girl.
Yeah.
Okay? Really? Guys are walking by your table seeing both of you with the fruity, colorful tequila sunrises with the umbrella sticking out of it.
And no, there's any umbrella out of it. Yeah. You're a little tart, actually. But
you're
I'm
a little tart.
I'm trying to, thank you, Rich. I'm trying to expand my horizons, as it were. Anyway, yeah. So, the top
drink like a man.
Yeah, what I did actually had some beer last night with some orange in it.
A Blue Moon.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Because that's the one that comes with the orange in it.
I can't stand Blue Moon.
Yeah,
like
Blue
Moon
fits.
It
tastes like a bottle of perfume that's fitting.
That, yeah. It fits in with everything else you're drinking. Put it right next to the Maitai.
Out. And I love Blue Moon. Ooh, and they get all excited. I'm like.
Yeah. All right, now that we've taken care of my weekend drinking binge, let's keep moving around here.
Give me Coors Light any day.
really?
Seriously, I'd rather have Coors Light.
The top 10 topics, the poll that we produce every weekend at DougStefan.com.
His name's Dan Slavinsky.
Asking
the poll. I get it.
Get it?
Oh, my God. It's not even Friday and we're lost.
You know, Jennifer's hasn't gotten any sleep because this is how she acts.
This is it. 32% of those of you who responded to our poll on the top 10 said illegal immigration, sanctuary cities. More of you following what Donald Trump is saying, at least as far as our listeners are concerned. That seems to be the aftermath of that. Let's see. The closest thing to that, Kenny, was the Iran nuclear deal and the Sandra Bland case. Other than that, everything else fell off as far as importance, and maybe that's appropriate. Not a lot of interest in the presidential candidates, I'll tell you that, one way or the other. So, that's the poll. If you want to respond always to us here, 888-302-3684 is one way to do it. You can also do it by sending an email to Jennifer, Rich, Ken, or Doug at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. So, with that in mind, Kenny, is that, in terms of response to some of the conversations here, the immigration thing, is that where our Facebook and Twitter listeners are as well?
I only see one immigration comment. There's
really?
A bunch of comments about Iran and then a lot of comments about the Donald.
Huh. All right. So you want to do the poll today. Our trending stories at DougStefan.com focus at least on the top spot is Donald Trump, who is appropriately, I guess after I said that, on top of the polls, or close to it anyway. It's getting closer, though. How is it shaking out, Kenny? Who's coming up behind him?
Jeb Bush is the CNN did the first national telephone poll.
Yeah.
And Trump is on top, but Jeb Bush is only like 3 points behind him.
Well, was he there? Has Jeb Bush been on top pretty much before Donald Trump started?
Before Donald Trump entered the race, Jeb was on top.
Yeah. But this was the first poll, you said, right?
This was the first national phone poll. Yeah,
so it's our baseline.
So I want to know.
So often it's name recognition at this point.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Richie, we got a trumpet. Every time we use the word trumper. Trump, we ought to have a trumpet sound. It just seems to me that would be natural. Trumpet. Da, 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 da.
I can see how that would seem to you to be natural, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hold on a second. I got one.
All right, another trending story at DougStefan.com. The focus of Jihadi John. He's the British guy, right?
Hold on a minute. Let's go
back to Donald Trump.
You can pick your thing. Here's one.
No.
That's not true.
Yes.
Yeah, you know that one.
Okay. You like that one?
Let me see. Hold on a minute. Wait.
That's actually not bad.
That's not bad. It takes a little longer.
Too long.
Too much.
This one's short. Here you go. This one's short.
What do you think felt appropriate, Kenny?
That one.
Oh, the long, almost circus-sounding one.
This one? That's the Oscar one.
No.
Let's make it fun of the Trumpster. I like him.
It's a vaudeville show.
I did a straw poll. I went out to dinner with 9 people on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they were all sort of conservative because here are the but interesting. This is the response. It was 6 for Donald Trump, 2 for Scott Walker, and 1 who we might have kicked out from the table for Chris Christie.
So that would vote for them for president at this point?
Today.
Or,
today.
Really?
And so I was one of the Trumpsters. Because here's what I said. Do you want me to vote with my heart or my brain? My brain says Scott Walker, but my heart says Donald Trump. So I went with my heart.
There you go.
Wow.
Good for you.
I'm a chick.
Aww. All right.
Chicks like their heart.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, unfortunate comments about the brains of baseball players from the Dominican Republic.
I'm sorry, I almost spit out my coffee. Did you hear this yet? Do we have the audio, Rich?
I haven't heard it yet, no.
It's awesome.
Do you pronounce his name Colin or Colin?
Colin Cowherd.
Colin Cowherd.
Oh,
an
Colin
ESPN.
Yeah.
He's going to Fox. But he got fired from ESPN on his way to Fox.
He's a total idiot. I mean, what
Crazy?
He said was pretty mean, but at the same time, he's like, oh, well, if the Dominicans can understand baseball, it can be that hard. Oh, this is why it's a wonder I still have a
radio. All right, so listen to what he says. Quote, you don't think a general manager can manage? Like, it's impossible. The game is too complex. I never thought much into that. Baseball is just too complex, really. A third of the sport is from the Dominican Republic. And then, you know, he's apologized for it, but he was very focused on the Dominican and how they aren't that smart.
That's baseball is just too complex. Really? A third of the sport is from the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic has not been known in my lifetime as having, you know, world-class academic abilities. I mean, a lot of those kids come from rough backgrounds and have not had opportunities academically that other kids from other countries
so
have.
So what's wrong with that?
Baseball is like any sport. Anything. It's mostly instincts.
Well, what's
this
wrong with that?
This is so silly. We have gotten so... Yeah.
What does it matter with
what a bunch of wimps?
I went to me, so, but what is wrong with what he said?
Hey, he was leaving. They took the opportunity to say, you know what, here's the door.
See you later.
It's pretty bad. I mean, okay, to call, like, the entire, you know, every Dominican kind of stupid is not necessarily a great thing to say. But at the same time, you know, they're just words.
Right.
Like, you know, he's not out there killing Dominican Republic.
Break my bounds, but words will never hurt me. Names will never hurt me.
They weren't that outrageous.
All right. So let's go back to, I started to talk about Jihadi John. Nobody's interested in that? He's apparently
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan
got in trouble too.
As compared to Jihadi John, or because he said something foolish.
He said something foolish.
What did he
say? About it again.
No,
well,
go ahead. What the heck? Apparently, I'm getting no traction with Jihadi John, so I might as well go to Hulk Hogan. What's the wrinkle there?
So Hulk Hogan is, I mean, you don't even know wrestling, you know Hulk Hogan, right? Like, everybody knows who Hulk Hogan is.
Right.
He is so important to the WWE or WWF, whatever you know it as. I mean, everybody knows Hulk Hogan. Well, the WWE essentially deleted Hulk Hogan on Friday. They took out his merchandise in all the stores.
Why?
They removed him from the Hall of Fame. He was judging a show called Tough Enough on Sci-Fi. They pulled him from that. Every mention of Hulk Hogan ever on the WWE website has been removed. It's like some sort of weird alien stuff that he was just deleted and like does no longer exist in the World Wrestling Federation universe. Remember the sex tape that he had a long time ago?
Long time
ago. Did it come out?
Long time.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge from radio was involved. It was like his wife or ex-wife or something. Total idiot, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
So he had this sex tape. I think he thought the problems were over. He didn't know he was being recorded, by the way. These people set him up and were recording him having, you know, relations with this woman. Well, I guess a piece of the video that hadn't been released, he was talking about his daughter dating a black person, and he used the N-word.
With the F word in front of it.
And that was...
That's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. 8 years ago. on a tape he didn't know was being made. And while that word, I mean, it's a horrible word. The N-word is awful and, you know, not a great thing to use. But do you really delete a man's existence from a company that he helped to build because 8 years ago on a tape he didn't know was being made, he got caught saying the N-word? When the N-word has been used in wrestling by the owner of the company on TV before? I mean, it's such a double standard and so weird.
This was also another interview that he did just a few years ago on Sirius in 2012 with DJ Who Kids Hollywood Shuffle.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. So who cares?
I mean, really, does it like...
How many? Well, we have become so measured and so conscious or so insecure. I mean, there are any number of words you can come up with.
So right? much power.
That word and other words, they are, as you pointed out, only words.
Yeah.
And the old expression, sticks and stones, certainly applies here, as juvenile as it sounds, because all this stuff is juvenile. It really is. But it brings up it's certainly something that people are talking about, and so we give it its due here on Good Day. 15 minutes before the hour with Jennifer and Richie and Kenny, you're on the Good Day program. Millions of Americans, both men and women, are losing their hair. If your hair is thinner now than it was a year ago, I mean, that doesn't sound right, does it? Your hair, are you talking about a strand of hair, or are you talking about your head of hair? There isn't as much hair in there now as there was a year ago?
Gotta get it.
So what the heck is the cause of that? Well, in many of you, it'll be because your hair comes out and your cellular structure in your body changes every 3 months. You knew that, right? Some cells change more frequently than that. So when your hair falls out, it isn't really like it's going away. There's more hair behind it to grow back out. And because Mother Nature is as good as she is about life and how our bodies work, when your hair comes out, now the follicle underneath it growing comes out of the pores and you got more hair. Don't all fall out at once. So that's why it looks like you have hair all the time, because you do. Unless all the pores get plugged up and then the hair can't come through under your scalp and then you have a problem. And that's what is the job of Provia. Provia cleanses. It's a natural hair thinning treatment. It cleanses and volumizes your hair. So you don't have to take prescription medications. You have no real problem. You have no job here except to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and get your hair back or get your money back. It's pretty simple. There's nothing embarrassing about losing your hair if you can replace it. It's embarrassing sometimes when you don't have as much as you'd like to have. So let's get it back. Let's work together on this. 800-525-8319. And for a limited time, when you mention Doug Steffen, you'll not only get the usual bottle of Provia, but you get another bottle. It's the Super Concentrate. So you get two for the price of one, and you'll get priority shipping free as well. Call now, 800-525-8319. Simple, direct, and very accurate message here. You either get your hair back or you get your money back. 800-525-8319. Try it out.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you've got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale for deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, refinished, easy-to-install chase oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4-inch espresso heavy for $299. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $129. Plus laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with TV host and travel expert Ted Allen. Summer is here, and many of you may be feeling like your finances are standing in the way of your dream vacation. In fact, according to a recent Bank of America survey, 68% of Americans haven't taken their dream vacations yet. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Dream vacations look different to every traveler. For me, it's about exploring local flavors. This summer, you can win one of four incredible trips through Travel and Leisure's Dream Vacation Sweepstakes. Sweepstakes brought to you by Bank of America. Enter to win via the Travel and Leisure website. In the meantime, get a head start on planning your own dream vacation by using the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card to earn unlimited 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases. I love having the flexibility to use my points on more than just flights, so I can savor the flavors of my dream vacation without breaking the bank.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, 49 past the hour. The limousine company whose car Bob Simon was killed in has blamed him because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. As you can imagine, there are suits galore. Remember when Simon got killed in that car crash? Was it early this year, I think, if I remember correctly.
The CBS guy, right?
February 11th, right. He was in a limo riding on the West Side Highway, and the car crashed. So his wife has sued the ride, the limo company, and the limo driver for wrongful death. So they filed a countersuit back at them. He misused available seatbelts, is what their counterclaim is. So he didn't have a seatbelt on, that's why he died, not because the guy was in... I'm not sure what the state is. There was some question about the state of the driver. Isn't that... again, lawyers, and more lawyers. The guy's still dead, so I was just going to bring him back. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 53 past the hour. We are graced by the presence of one Greg Stebbin. You probably are known by some as Gregory, correct?
No.
No.
My name is Greg.
Really? With two G's?
Three G's, actually.
G-R-E-G-G.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Packed full of G's in every bite.
G. Yeah. Windows 10 launching on Wednesday of this week. So I guess it's difficult not to talk about this over the course of the next couple of days, and how much grousing we do depends on how much experience Greg has had with this. So if you haven't seen the, there's some new commercials for Windows 10. Kenny has seen them, and he'll describe them as well, and then we'll figure out whether we want to talk about this or go back to Apple. That's up next on Good Day.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale for deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install walnut red oak for $2.19, stunning Sancho Bay solid hardwood for $2.99, hot new woodlook tile for an incredible $1.79, plus laminate and more from 49 cents, and 24-month special financing. The Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell. Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, all season long.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer. Ends 9/12/15.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Happy to have Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine. He's a technology editor there. Focused on Windows 10, at least for a bit, because Windows 10 on top of Windows 8 or whatever it was. Yeah, I have 8, but I'm trying to get everybody that works with me to go back to 7 because it's a disgrace. Should I be just planning on 10? Or if I don't like 8, am I really not going to like 10?
The answer to that question is yes. No, the answer to that question is not yes.
No, it isn't.
So, I mean, the challenge here is it is likely that a lot of people who don't like 8 will go to 10, but it's also equally likely that a lot of people who don't like 8 will go back to 7.
That's what I'm doing.
And that is, frankly, a huge part of the conundrum for Microsoft is they really need people to go to 10. They need it bad.
For the economics or for just because of their reputation? Everything.
The economics, for their reputation. I mean, they need it. They probably need that more than they've ever needed anything in the history of the company. The future of the company may depend on whether you and I go to Windows 10.
Well,
because if we go to Windows 10, they'll have a unified user base that enables them to move forward in a much, much more solid position than they're in today. They'll be much more like an Apple user base than a Microsoft Windows user base, which is hugely and horribly fragmented.
Here's the rub I hear from my engineers here at the radio network on this, Greg, and tell me if you agree, that Windows will never work long term because the infrastructure that it is built upon is flawed. Therefore, anything you build on top of it is just going to be a mess. It's a 30-year-old infrastructure that it's built on.
So I spoke with an engineer about this over the weekend because I agree 100% through Windows 9, which never existed. And people are saying that they kind of started from the ground up on Windows 10. I don't know if that's true or not. If they didn't start from the ground up, then I think you're absolutely right. It's like taking a 30-year-old car, painting it, and thinking you have a new car. You don't. You have a 30-year-old car.
Chrysler building Ram pickup trucks and thinking people will like them. That's a little inside. Kenny, you saw
I'm speechless.
Kenny, what about the ad for Windows 10?
Yeah, the commercials you see on TV show these toddlers, and the voiceover talks about how these are the children who will grow up with Windows 10. Like there's not going to be another one.
There may not be another one because Windows will become a service that you pay for every year. So it may be the last version you use, or maybe you'll never use it, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Problem is that they only did $18 billion in business last year. Greg Stebbin here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.